T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
The people that are appointed by President Trump stay there until either they resign or they're replaced. I just wondering in terms of continuity, who's running the Department of Defense, for example?
I think there's an interim director, interim secretary of the Department of Defense anyway. Trump had a lot of interim people that were just in place. Typically, these were kind of career people within the agencies. They're likely to stay there until somebody else is appointed. There's always enough people, the senior staff there, that really know more about what's going on than the political appointees into these positions. So it's not as if they're going to be aimless organizations. Wireless. They're going to continue to do what they do. Most of the Trump diehards, my sense is that they will either resign tomorrow, or they will be asked to tender their resignations very quickly by the incoming administration and have to leave anyway. So it's usually just that pro forma thing. You stick around until you're not wanted anymore.
That's what I've been trying to do. We're going to take a break.
Good strategy.
Who isn't? When you come right down to it, Andy, who isn't sticking around until they don't want you anymore, right? 7:21, we're going to take a break, and then when we come back, more with Andy Smith, our friend, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. This will be our, 38th inauguration together, right?
I think so. I think it was the Wilson administration that we
first
went.
Exactly. That's right. Woodrow Wilson. Yeah. All right, taking a break, coming back here in WWL, let's look at traffic. That sounds nice, but will any of her husband's supporters listen to any of that, Andy?
I don't know if her husband's supporters are going to listen to it, certainly not the diehard ones, and her husband's opponents aren't going to listen to it either. I think that this is going to continue on, and the thing that I think is most troubling about this is usually when we win elections or lose elections is one side gives up and says, yep, it was a fair fight, we lost, we'd be very angry about it and disappointed and so forth, but you go on. The last couple elections, we really haven't had that. I don't think that was the case in 2016. Even you can go back to 2004 and 2000. There was a lot of a sense that the Democrats, when they lost in both of those years to Bush, that not only was it maybe something going on because the election was close, but that Bush really wasn't qualified. And we've seen this now with several elections where we just haven't decided to give up and let the other team have their chance. And that, to me, is a troubling thing, and I don't think it's going to go away after this election. I think the same sort of animosity is going to continue going forward and might even get worse.
You look at Obama, it was he wasn't from here, not a legitimate president, right?
He won by big margins, though. He won by margins such that you really couldn't say that there was some other reason that he won.
So you're saying every time we have a close election, this is what we're going to be in for?
I think so, and we're going to have more close elections. That's the country's fairly evenly divided between Republicans and Democrats. After this latest census, the Republicans will pick up probably some seats, electoral college seats in some of the southern states, and Democrats will lose some in the northern states. And it'll continue to be this sort of a battle royal in each election where both parties feel that they can not only win the presidency, but they can win the other branches of government as well. So if you think you can win every time, you're going to go all out every time.
Impeachment, just the political fallout from this. Does it help the Democrats? Does it hurt them? How do you see all that playing out, Andy?
I think that the impeachment stuff now is really just smoke and mirrors. Not smoke and mirrors. It's political show going out. It's something that Democrats are doing for their base to show that they really are thinking of them. But at the same time, they know that they're not going to be able to get this through the Senate between now and tomorrow. And then after Trump's no longer president as of noon tomorrow, there's no point in it.
Mitch McConnell, he's playing coy for what reason?
Because he doesn't really want to say that he's going to support Trump and not let him get let the impeachment trial go through. So he's just hoping it'll go away and get swept up in all of the other stuff that's going on now, and then it'll be a fait accompli by noon tomorrow.
Like the wily old politician he is. Thank you, Andy. I appreciate your time.
Good to talk to you.
You bet, sir. Right back at you. Director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. When we come back, we're going to talk to Joe Yuzinski about the role that misinformation plays in radicalizing people. Because, you know, you want to demonize somebody, right, to get your side all up in arms and all riled up and ready to go get them. And maybe the truth won't do it, so you make some stuff up. We'll talk about conspiracy theories when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.